This is the first installment of the Bad Prose Reading Project. All right, Israel, come in my mouth.
Don't let me wash it out. So when I talk to other people, I can have your cum swimming in my mouth. And I will smile and taste you. And if you see something you don't like, you can correct me later. You can take your hands and bruise my neck. Keep pushing till you feel the soft flesh at the back of my throat, so the tears roll down my cheeks like they do every time you thrust your cock to the very back of my throat, like it never was with any other man. I never had tears always running down my face. Even when you hear me gagging, you don't stop. It is your unconcern that makes me want you to do whatever you want to my body, which can be for you while yours cannot be for me. I can see that your body must be for many women. And though I once thought the same of mine, that mine must be for all the men who wanted me, I can just tease with it. If you will keep on fucking me. I wouldn't want your cum wasted on just one girl, not when there are so many girls to take your disinterested thrusting. Disinterested thrusting, folks. Fuck! Whichever sluts it's your fancy to fuck, you will find me in our home one day, cooking or doing your laundry, as you wish, washing your slutty underwear. Slutty underwear. That some girl slutted on while you were out. I'll make you your meals and serve you them, leave you alone to paint while I go to my room. Then in the morning, when we wake, you can look down, touch your cock. It's hard. Do you need me then? Tell me, as you did the first time I woke in your bed, I like to have my cock sucked in the morning.
Thank you.